It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. In Washington State public schools, getting suspended or expelled may force many students into a limbo that makes returning to school, or even being successful if they do return to school, almost impossible. A suspension longer than 10 days means the school does not need to provide any kind of educational services for the student. That means no homework or study guides or take-home tests. After 20 days, a student is officially unenrolled from the school.
And there's no clear or uniform process for the student to re-enroll once the suspension's over, which means the student could miss even more school. And that's why Washington state legislators passed a law last fall that limits how long a student can be kicked out of school.
The law limits almost all suspensions and expulsions to, at maximum, 1 year, and it requires the state to form a task force to come up with better ways to collect data on school discipline practices. The Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction has come up with a set of proposals to put the law into practice, and now they're asking for public comment. Katie Moser is the executive director of the social justice advocacy group Washington Appleseed. She's consulted with a task force looking at school discipline practices around the state.
She told our colleague Steve Scher the law begins to address some of the negative consequences of these discipline practices.
There's a lot of disproportionality in who's affected by school discipline. So African American students and Native American students in particular here in Washington, as well as special education students, low-income students. So some of our most vulnerable students are having the biggest burden of school discipline. And we also know there's a lot of negative consequences, that students who are disciplined feel really disengaged and disconnected from their school and educational experience, and that they're much more likely to drop out of school. And now that we know those things, it was time to take a look at our framework and the tools we use in discipline and redefine those to better suit the interests of students.
Well, before the law came into place, schools were doing what to a student?
So prior to the law, a student could be removed indefinitely. So an expulsion had no end date. Yeah, it simply meant that a student was removed from class, barred from returning until the district said it was okay, and there was no end date. I tend to liken it to banishment.
They'd have to go to another school if they wanted to get reinstated at some point?
Yes, and some schools would eventually let an expelled student back in, but what often happens is that school districts would uphold another district's expulsion. Similarly, a suspension simply meant that there was an end date, but the end date could be anywhere in the future. It could be a year later, it could be 2 years. As long as it had a date on the end, it was considered to be a suspension.
What would a student have to do to get the kind of punishment to be expelled?
So here in Washington, school districts have the discretion to define their response to student behavior, and every school district defines that a little differently. So something that might be considered a behavior that warrants expulsion in one school district isn't in another school district. So in the most extreme cases, we see something like in the news about a student bringing a weapon to school and they're expelled. However, there's a number of other reasons why students are expelled, and it can be something as basic as truancy. They've skipped school so many times they end up getting expelled. It could be disobedience. And there's a lot of gray area for some students have been accused in being a member of a gang and have been expelled and never allowed to come back because they can't prove they're not in a gang.
So what has the new law done to restrict that?
It sets an end date, so no student is allowed to be out for more than one school year, with very small exceptions. But it also does some things like requiring re-engagement. So previously, there was no requirement that a school district ever had to reach out and say, hey, Steve, you can come back to school now. Your discipline is over. And now that's part of the new law, that there's a meeting with students and there's a plan, a roadmap that's established that helps the student know what they need to do to be accepted back into school. It helps the school say, this is how we're going to help you re-engage once you're here.
How does it change what happens in terms of expulsions or suspensions in terms of the punishments? Is it
Sure.
still up to the discretion of each individual school?
It is. There's still a lot of discretion. So the reasons students can be removed haven't changed. We're going to track more of those reasons and have a better understanding of why students are out and hopefully continue to work towards shortening and reducing the length of time students are out.
Katie Moser is executive director of the social justice advocacy group Washington Appleseed. You've been doing your own research on school expulsion. What happens to students who are expelled or suspended for a year?
Not great things, unfortunately. We weren't seeing those students come back to the classroom, especially in an expulsion. We were seeing more and more that those students were dropping out. And to me, that's a bit of a misnomer. They were being kicked out. They weren't being allowed back. OSBI does a survey of students who leave school permanently. And, you know, in the year we studied, over 800 students said they left school because of their discipline status.
So you talked about the demographics of students who get suspended or expelled, minorities, low income, special ed. But how does Washington State compare with other states in their discipline?
The comparison varies a little bit depending on which piece of discipline you're looking at. If you look at Texas, almost every student has been suspended at some point. It's like 6 in every 10 students have experienced suspension. So in Washington, the percentage of overall students that experience a suspension or expulsion is lower. However, the amount of time a student can be removed in Washington is much longer than most other places. You know, to keep using the Texas example, the cap is 3 days for a suspension, whereas you could be suspended for 90 days in Washington. So overall, a smaller portion of the student body is impacted, but they're impacted in a much more severe manner.
So this public comment period is happening?
Yes.
What would be necessary for you to like this law better? What
Sure.
changes, what clarifications would you like to see in this law?
There's a little ambiguity in them that we would like to see clarified, specifically about those re-engagement pieces. We'd like to see very clear language that those meetings are required. And also, there's a re-engagement plan that's required. We'd like to see some additional clarity for school districts about what has to be in that plan. It's hard to advocate for yourself or your student if you haven't seen the records or you don't know what the incident involved. So making sure that there's good access to some of those pieces. We also want to make sure that the law applies to all students. Right now, we're seeing that there are some problems with students who were suspended or expelled prior to the implementation of the law, and it's a little unclear how we can get them back into the net of educational services. And lastly, we'd also like to see some recommendations and encouragement from the state to reduce reliance on exclusionary discipline. Some federal guidance came out recently that echoes a lot of what we're saying about disproportionality and the need to change school climate and encourage better social and emotional learning to help change the behavior and change the response to behavior.
So the law's already in effect.
Yes.
Schools are just learning about it. How much will this actually curb the schools from expulsions and suspensions?
We're not sure it's going to change how many students are disciplined immediately, but it'll change how many of them come back to school. We think it's going to change some of the dropout rates that are happening and create the expectation that students don't lose their right to an education because of behavior.
That's Washington Appleseed's Katie Mosauer talking to our esteemed colleague, Steve Scherer. There's going to be a public hearing on these proposals about expulsion from school on May 5th. Go to KUOW.org for details. This is The Record on KUOW.